Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 602. Visible translated text is as follows. Miss Emily Mayfield, sworn for the defendant. I worked at the pencil factory last year during the summer of 1912. I have never been in the dressing room when Mr. Dot Frank would come in and look at anybody that was undressing. Cross-examination. I work at Jacob's Pharmacy. My sister used to work also at the pencil factory. I don't remember any occasion when Mr. Dot Frank came in the dressing room door, while Miss Irene Jackson and her sister were there. Miss B's Velma Hatz, Estelle, Annie Osborne, Rebecca Carson, Maud Wright, and Nobella Thomas, all sworn for the defendant, testified that they were employees of the National Pencil Company, that Mr. Dot Frank, quote's general character was good, that Conley's general character for truth and veracity was bad, and that they would not believe him on oath. Mrs. Molly Blair, Ethel Stewart, Cora Cowan, B.D. Smith, Lizzie Word, Bessie White, Grace Atherton, and Mrs. Dot Barnes, all sworn for the defendant, testified that they were employees of the National Pencil Company and work on the fourth floor of the factory, that the general character of Leo M. Dot Frank was good, that they have never gone with him at any time or place for any immoral purpose, and that they have never heard of his doing anything wrong. Miss Biz Corinthia Hall, Lillian M. Goodman, Jenny Mayfield, Ida Holmes, Willie Hatchett, Mary Hatchett, Minnie Smith, Marjorie McCord, Lila Moulton, Mrs. E.R. Johnson, Mrs. A. Wilson, Mrs. Dot Georgia Denham, Mrs. O. Jones, Miss Zilla Spivey, Charles Lee, Nevada, Darley, F. Dot Zaganki, and A.C. Holiday, all sworn for the defendant, testified that they were employees of the National Pencil Company and knew Leo M. Dot Frank, and that his general character was good. D. L. McIntyre, B. Dot Wildauber, Mrs. Dot Dan Klein, Alex Dittler, Dr. J. Schoenfeld, F. G. Schliff, Alex Gutman, Joseph Gershon, P. D. McGarity, Mrs. M. W. Meyer, Mrs. Dot David Mark, Mrs. A. I. Harris,